Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are so excited to have in studio with us today Laura Erickson. She is the Marketing and Sales Manager for Benedictine Living Community Regina. We're so grateful for her time each month. And we also are joined today by Colleen Fritch. She is a Dementia Friends Champion with Trellis, and they are going to tell us about an event coming up that we cannot wait to hear about. But first of all, great to see both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us. Hi.
So, Laura, let's get to Benedictine Living Community Regina. Might you please tell us how things are going there? I know that your TCU is very busy. I know that from personal experience. But I would like to hear, do you have openings? Do you want to talk about some of the living places
yes,
that you
thank
have?
You. Yes, we do have availability in both our memory care and our assisted living. And I would love to have you check out our Facebook page to come to some events and see what we offer, as well as schedule a personal tour with me if you're interested in seeing our beautiful community. And to do that, you can call me directly at 651-404-7947. You also can go onto our website, benedictineregina.org, and you can schedule a tour that way. Or you can email me. And then our Facebook page, you can just go to the Benedictine Regina Facebook page, and we show a lot of our upcoming events. We just had an event at the State Fair that was open to the public. We had a great turnout, and we'll have more events coming up too, so stay tuned for that.
Would you give us a little bit more information about the openings that you do have? What do some of those rooms look like, or what are the qualifications to perhaps come to
yes.
your facility?
Yep. So we currently have studios and efficiencies available on our assisted living side. I do have a wait list still for 1 and 2 bedrooms. I do let families know if you do really want a bigger apartment, you can start out in our studio and then internally move when a bigger apartment opens up. So don't let that discourage you with the wait list, because we do have the other sizes available. And then we do have 2 memory care units, both Tabita and Pauline, and we have a little bit of availability on each of those as well.
And is that something that you would gradually step up to, or is that something that somebody maybe that's listening right now and they're thinking about a loved one, that they would directly go into the memory care? How would that distinction
Good question.
Be made?
Yes, the distinction would be made by our nurse doing a nursing assessment. So I'd request the records from the doctor, and then our nurse would do a very thorough assessment to verify if they're appropriate for either memory care unit or assisted living.
Okay, well, that's great to know. Give your number again, please, Laura.
Yes, 651-404-7947.
Thank you. And then let's hear about some other things that you have going on. How was the State Fair?
It was excellent. We had a lot of good food, games. We have lots of pictures on our Facebook page. I encourage you to check out. Also wanted to let you know one of the other big events we have coming up is a craft fair.
Oh my goodness, everyone loves a craft fair.
Yes, and that's going to be on November 13th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We'll have more updates on our Facebook page coming up, but wanted to let everyone know if you are interested in being a vendor, we are looking for vendors at our craft fair. And for more information on that, you can contact our wellness director for activities, and her name is Sandy Krennick. And her direct number is 651-404-7949, or you can email her at sandra.krennick@benedictineliving.org.
So what kind of vendors are you looking for?
She would know more of the details of the exact we're looking for, but like I think from last year they had like people selling different crafts, food, you know, a whole bunch of different things. It can be a wide range.
Well, good. And that will also be open to the public?
Yes, it's going to be open to the public. We're going to post this on our Facebook very soon, so stay tuned for that.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. Well, you brought along one of my favorite people.
Yes, good.
And it's so great to see Colleen Fritch and see her work continues with helping people age. And who wants to tell us about this event that you have coming up, please?
Well, I'll start. So on October 22nd, Benedictine Senior Living and the Hastings Senior Center are partnering together to bring me to the Senior Center twice on October 22nd. The first will be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so from 1 to 2, I'll give my Dementia Friends presentation, and then I'll be back that evening from 6:30 to 7:30 to present. So whether someone is, you know, retired and has availability in the afternoon, or maybe they're a working caregiver or working family member who is only available in the evening, they're going to have me there twice so that we can find a way to get everybody involved in becoming Dementia Friends here in Hastings.
So this is going to be a free one-hour presentation that will help you better understand dementia and the simple everyday ways that we can support someone living with it. Is this meant for people that perhaps have early stage dementia too, or what do you think, Colleen?
So the audience that's generally there are friends and family members and neighbors of people living with dementia. We all hear the word and we get so stunned by the word that we tend to stay away from someone living with dementia. And I have had many caregivers tell me that the isolation that comes with the diagnosis, because friends stay away because they don't want to say the wrong thing, they don't want to get them upset, and so they stay away. Ugh. And the isolation that comes with the diagnosis is almost worse than the diagnosis itself. So let's chip away at that stigma. Let's replace fear with understanding. And if we understand better what's happening with that person and how we can connect with them in meaningful ways, then we can start breaking away that isolation and keeping us all connected.
Well, that certainly is wonderful, the way that you are continuing to support folks with dementia and those around them. Colleen, how did you get your background interest in this, please? You and I have known each other a long time.
So for the last, it's been 25 years now that I've been in aging services. First, I was at DARTS for, 12 years or so. And then I went to work for Trellis, which many of you might know as the Senior Linkage Line. They've changed the name of the Senior Linkage Line, but I think that's how most people would know it. And when I was there, Trellis was part of bringing Dementia Friends to the state of Minnesota. And that was 10 years ago. And when I retired from Trellis, I knew that Dementia Friends is what I wanted to do. So this is my retirement passion. It's my refirement passion, I guess.
Oh, I love that term. Well, let's talk more about the Senior Linkage Line, which really is a benefit to a lot of people. I mean, it's a one-stop shop, really, and they don't steer you in any certain way. They have no vested interest. Is that correct? Can you tell us about that? And then I want to hear about their new name.
And So the Senior Linkage Line is now called Minnesota Aging Pathways. MAP, I guess, will be the acronym for it. But the mission is still the same. They are paid by federal dollars and state dollars to simply provide resources to people who have questions about aging. Maybe they want to know where to find an assisted living facility in their neighborhood or in their town. Maybe they want to know where to find a homemaker or place for respite or even a memory cafe, whatever they want to find out. If you call the Senior Linkage Line, Minnesota Aging Pathways, they will provide you with those resources. And again, they don't get kickbacks from whoever they recommend to you. Their funding comes from the state, and they need to be unbiased and just tell you what the facts are and connect you with resources. So it's an amazing gift that you and I have both been on that caregiving journey. And there's that moment where I didn't know I needed to know this. And where do I go to find it out? And it's the Minnesota Aging Pathways, 1-800-333-2433.
Well, that's good to know that they just have changed their name, but they're still doing the same work that they were doing. And really, it's a great resource for all kinds of things. I know it's going to be that time of year where we start to look at Medicare benefits. True. And that type of thing. And they can really help us weed through that also.
Exactly. And they have someone who is at the Hastings Senior Center, and I don't know the day of the week, but who comes and sits face to face with people and helps them figure out their Medicare solutions. And again, they're not a broker. They're not getting any commission for whoever they recommend. They're there to figure out what's best for you,
for you.
And that might be different than what's best for me, Colleen, or even a spouse and a wife, whatever. But Medicare is so complicated. Who would have thought? But then there are places you can go and get some referrals and some good information.
Well, I think that is awesome. So again, that number is 1-800-333-2433. So let's get back to this wonderful event that you two are hosting, Simple Ways to Support Those Living with Dementia. Laura, from your perspective, why is this an important thing to bring to the public?
It is very important. The reason why I personally believe is from personal experience, you know, seeing people that I every day tour and having the family members just being very overwhelmed and not knowing what to do and getting more of the education and knowledge of how to relate to someone.
I agree that it still amazes me when I stand in front of a room of people and tell them, if you'll give me an hour of your time, when this hour is over, you just might be able to make life better for someone living with dementia. And again and again and again, people come up to me and say, this is so terrific. I did one presentation where a woman was weeping because she was grieving the loss, losing the connection with her mom. And I got to the part of the presentation where I talk about what part of memory is lost and what part of memory is not lost. And all of a sudden, I was in a room of 30 people, but obviously I'd noticed this woman crying. And all of a sudden, her face lit up and she got this big smile on her face. And she was almost jumping up and down with excitement because she realized that her mom had been trying to connect with her. She just didn't understand. And she was so excited to go back and have a conversation with her mom because she knew that her mom was still there. She just wasn't hearing her right and wasn't understanding. That's the kind of excitement that keeps me doing these presentations.
Well, I bet it's been really humbling to see some of this, Colleen.
It has been. It is amazing to have some small part in making life better. When you and I first started talking about Dementia Friends, we were excited that we had 2,000 Dementia Friends in the state of Minnesota.
And explain what a Dementia Friend is, please.
A Dementia Friend is someone who has given that 1 hour of their time to learn and understand someone living with dementia and who commits to an action step that says, I'm going to have coffee with my friend who is living with dementia, or I'm going to never, ever say a person is suffering from dementia. Mm-hmm. They're living with dementia, and that changes everything. And so a dementia friend is someone who's attended the one-hour session and made a commitment to do things differently. Well, when we started out, we were excited to have 2,000. As of this morning, there are 30,729 Dementia Friends in the state of Minnesota, and that's so exciting.
Wow, that is incredible.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
And you're going to be making more at this wonderful presentation. Mm-hmm. Again, it's Wednesday, October 22nd. It's offered twice that day from 1 to 2 p.m. and then again 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Hastings Senior Center. Colleen, what were some of the misnomers that you had? Can you think back that far before you really knew about dementia? I mean, what were some of the things that you were surprised yourself to find out about? And it's a long time ago, I know.
Well, I think maybe I just don't want to admit it. But I think when I heard someone was living with dementia, I think my response was pity. I think my response was, oh, that poor soul, for lack of a better way to see it.
I think you're being honest. I would assume that's probably most people's first thought.
I hope so. But it doesn't have to be. That these are still people living with a disease, just like someone living with cancer isn't cancer, they're still a person. And it's the same way for people living with dementia. And so I think we have come a long way in changing the conversation. And as a culture, we've come a long way in understanding people living with dementia. You know, we no longer call it senility and lock them away and keep them out of the public. These are still people who can contribute to our world and our community and need to be respected for the work they've already done.
So these are ways to help somebody that is supporting a person with dementia. But are there any tips that we could have as far as really helping a person that is living with dementia themselves?
Sure. So if you don't understand that part of the dementia journey includes changes in the way the brain processes vision, then how do you know that a person living with dementia might have problems with a black rug on a white tiled floor? Because that might look like a hole to them. Well, if you understand that, then all you have to do is stand there on that black mat on that white tiled floor and let them know that it's safe. For some reason, Mo, I have a white kitchen table and white square plates. And someone living with dementia coming to have lunch with me is not going to eat, because they can't tell where the plate begins and the table ends, and so they don't want to make a mess. They're going to sit there. But now that I understand that might be a problem for them, I just have these little blue and white placemats and put it under the plate. And it's that kind of simple change we can make if we just understand what's going on with that person living with dementia.
And again, I realize that everybody living with dementia is different, mm-hmm. but these are certainly some broad ways to help people and really hone in and make it something that's going to be a positive for you. It sounds like it's going to be a great event. And again, it's at the Hastings Senior Center. Address is 310 River Street in Hastings. Wednesday, October 22nd, it's offered twice, 1 to 2 p.m., and then again, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Hastings Senior Center. Do you want us to RSVP, Laura?
There is a QR code that we have on the flyer that we're going to be posting on our Facebook page. We have an idea of, you know, how many are going to be there. You can also call Rob, who works at the Senior Center, too, to let him know if you're going to be there as well.
And what's a good number, please?
651-480-7689.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great partnership, and we certainly look forward to hearing how this goes. Thank you so much. So let's hear again, Laura, about this craft fair.
Yes.
What are the dates, and you're looking for vendors again?
Yeah, it's going to be on November 13th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Right now, we're just looking for some vendors to come to our craft fair, and so we hope you'll call our wellness activity director, Sandy. And that number again is 651-404-7949. And then again, this event is open to the public. Very soon we'll be posting both of these events on our Facebook page, so you can check us out on there for other upcoming events as well.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Colleen, do you have any crafts that you could bring to this? I really am not a crafter. How about you?
So I crochet, but...
Oh, well, get going.
It's pretty boring, but yeah. I'm really big with pot holders right now. I'm crocheting pot holders.
Pot holders. You got to always have pot holders.
Exactly.
This is very exciting. Laura, you have your first vendor, I think.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Just kidding. So good to see both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And thank Laura, thank you for bringing this important event to the public. We are excited about it. Our guest today, Laura Erickson, she is the marketing and sales manager with Benedictine Senior Living Regina. And we are also joined today by Colleen Fritsch, who is a Dementia Friends champion and is currently leading 30-some thousand folks that are Dementia Friends. And we want to thank both of you for your time. Again, if you are interested in learning more about Minnesota Aging Pathways, formerly known as the Senior Linkage Line, they are your one-stop shop if you have any questions about aging. And the number again is 1-800-333-2433. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.